Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I get to greet you today because it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well, always excited for this. But before we do this week's show, let's clear up that challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase heads or tails. Change one letter to an I, and you can rearrange the result to spell an 8-letter word and a 4-letter word that each name something that falls from the sky. What are the words? Well, if you change an S to an I, you can spell asteroid and hail.
Hopefully not at the same time.
All right, speaking of very, very scary, what do you got?
Well, Mike, on this date in 1986, the Beastie Boys released the first of their 4 studio albums to reach number one on the Billboard 200 chart, Licensed to Ill, the first rap album to reach such heights. The album included such Beastie Boys classics as Fight for Your Right, Brass Monkey, No Sleep Till Brooklyn, and Girls. It turns out that Beastie is actually an acronym, with group members confirming that it stands for Boys Entering Anarchistic States Towards Inner Excellence. In honor of the Beastie Boys, today's quiz is about other acronyms.
All right.
What is the name of the Peabody Award-winning website that is published by an American University Washington College of Law graduate whose recent entries include Petitions of the Week and Argument Preview, Justices to Consider Reach of Clean Water Act's Permitting Requirement?
Is that SCOTUS Blog?
It is SCOTUS Blog. Good job. And interestingly, SCOTUS Blog's biggest user, in terms of traffic, is the Supreme Court itself. What's the term coined in 2003 for a process by which a user, usually online, types in a series of letters or selects specific frames of a photo based on specific criteria?
Those are called CAPTCHAs.
Completely automated public Turing test to tell computers and humans apart. Okay, number 3. Remembered today for its role in a pivotal 1972 burglary, what derisive acronym included members like G. Gordon Liddy, Charles Colson, E. Howard Hunt, and Roger Stone?
The Committee for the Re-election of the President, otherwise known as CREEP.
Right, the Committee to Re-elect the President, actually, but you've got it, CREEP.
Oh, okay.
Number 4. What's the title of the legal drama that aired on NBC for just one season, but ran on another 9 on CBS between 1997 and 2005?
Is that JAG?
It is JAG. Any idea what JAG stands for?
Judge Advocate General, isn't it?
You're right. And finally, dispelling a rumor that has circulated for decades, Gene Simmons writes in his autobiography that the name of his rock band is not an acronym. What was KISS supposedly an acronym for, which Simmons dates to an interview he gave after the band's debut album in which he discussed eating human flesh?
It's the first letter that I'm trying to remember what it is. Is it Knights in Satan's Service?
Indeed it is.
Okay.
Well, Mike Nothnagel answered trivia questions all night and partied every day.
I did none of those things.
He went 5 for 5 this week. How about you? Do you have a favorite acronym? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions and revisit those questions one letter at a time. There's also some extra credit over there, and there's also a challenge. Ian.
Start with the name of the CEO of a world-famous Fortune 500 company. Change one letter in his first name and one letter in his last name, and you can spell the name of a famous American folk band. What are the names? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.